Good Monday morning, Delaware Valley. Time to rise and shine despite that Eagles loss last night. Man, I'll tell you what, that was really painful, wasn't it? But we're here to lift your spirits as we begin a new week. On Spirit of the Morning, I'm Gary Zimak. Great to be here with you. Man, we got lots of good things coming up in the show today. We've got a special guest. We all know we have a big election coming up. A lot of people are stressed about it. I was at the Philadelphia Women's Catholic Women's Conference over the weekend. A lot of stress going on. Well, we're here to help you relax and help you to understand how we vote as Catholics. Do we vote differently than the rest of the population? Is there a way to bring our faith into the voting booth? Well, there certainly is. And our guest today is no stranger to you. Father Mitch Pacwa will be joining us at 7:35, direct from EWTN in Birmingham, to talk about how it is that we can vote as Catholics. We got Father Mitch coming on. You're going to love this. We'll take a look at an article. Now, you know, or you may not know, I'm the leading Catholic speaker on overcoming anxiety. So I speak about this a lot. I've written about it. I've got an article that I found on the internet, 13 practical steps to help you stop worrying. We'll take a look at that. It's pretty good. Even though I didn't write it, I thought it's pretty good. We'll look at that, and then we'll have our Be Not Afraid Bible verse at 7:50 today. It'll be from the book of Proverbs. I think you'll like that one as well. So why don't we get things kicked off, as we do each day, with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. It is great to be back with you here on the program. I am Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning, the Delaware Valley's only local Catholic morning show. So great to be a part of your day. I love to help you get your day started off right. Now, this is the time when I typically turn it over to my sidekick, Mr. Dave Parker. But Dave, now he is okay. I want to let you know that. Dave's okay. He's home recuperating from a medical procedure. He'll probably be out for several more days. I want you to do me a favor. Keep Dave in your prayers. One of the great things, and I know Dave's listening. Dave, brother, we miss you. We love you. We hope to have you back in the studio soon, so you better get healthy or else. How's that? Got a lot of good comments at the some interesting things happened. I was at the made an appearance at the Catholic Women's Conference at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa on Saturday, and I got to meet lots of you who came up to the table and said, "You're listeners, thank you so much. How cool is that?" I want to give a special shout-out to Mary, who's a listener, and to Maria, and to so many other people who came by and said, we love the show, we love the music. That makes me really happy because I'm picking the music. But a lot of people said to me, we love Dave Parker. You know what? So do I. So does everybody at Holy Spirit Radio, because he's a great guy, he's a great talent, and we're so blessed to have him. But I really appreciate your comments about the show. And please continue to let me know what I can do for you, what we can do better for you. This is your show. We want to get your morning started off in the right way. So if there's anything that we can do better, let me know at gary@holyspiritradio.org. And also, don't forget to follow us on the internet at spiritinthemorning.com. So that's how you can check out the archives of the show. A lot of people asked how they can listen, if not over the air. And you can listen using the TuneIn app. And you can also listen as we stream live at holyspiritradio.org. Plus, as I mentioned, you can go to spiritinthemorning.com and download all of the podcasts. So you don't even have to get up early to listen to us. We're gonna make this as easy as possible. But we got lots of good things coming up, including, and this is big news too, next week, the Spirit in the Morning staff for the crew, we're going to be taking a road trip to Birmingham, Alabama. So for most of the week, we'll be doing the show from the EWTN Catholic Radio Conference in Birmingham. So get ready for that. That's going to be really cool. Plus, we got lots of good guests lined up. I'll keep you posted as things start to firm up a little bit. But I've been working to get some great guests coming up in the near future. So you know what? I'm excited. It's great to be here. Even though the Eagles lost, I know. But, you know, fortunately for me, I had to get up early to do the show. so I didn't get to see most of the game. I saw the beginning. It was tied up when I went to bed. I thought they were in good hands. I could go to bed safely, but obviously that was not the case. But you know what? There's always next week. We're going to talk about that throughout the week as well. New York Giants next week. All right, it's going to be a big one. I was, over the weekend on Sunday, I was at an autism conference. My daughter Mary is on the autistic spectrum, so I went to an autism conference up in North Jersey, and there were a lot of Giants fans there. I was at a table with all Giants fans. You feel sorry for me? And when they found out I was an Eagles fan, nobody had anything to say. It was kind of interesting. It was going good up until then, but they found out. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out next week. We'll talk more about that as it unfolds. Okay, we got the gospel coming up. We got Father Mitch Pacwa coming on with us at 7:35, the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Got some great music for you. We're designed to lift you up. And I just want to say one more thing about Father Mitch and the topic today, voting as a Catholic. We all know there's an election out there. One of the comments, coming up soon, one of the comments that I kept getting on Saturday over and over, the world is a mess. I'm depressed. Thank you for lifting us up. Well, that's what we're going to do here. However, we're not going to deny what's going on in the world. We get it. We know that the world can be very difficult at times. It can be challenging. My goal here is to help you keep focused on the Lord. And if you do that, as long as you do that, you're going to be fine. So we don't deny anything. We don't bury our head in the sand. We're realistic here. However, there is good news. And the good news is Jesus Christ is Lord. He is your friend. He's there right beside you. You're going to be fine. And that's what we try to do here on the show. So with that in mind, let's turn to one of my favorite features on the show every day, the gospel reading. I love to do the gospel reading so we can hear the Lord speak directly to us. And I use the gospel reading from Daily Mass, so I don't handpick this. I let the church lead me through the Bible and choose the gospel that's appropriate for the day, right? That's a good thing. So today we look at Luke chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. He said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." All right, what's the message? The message is when you have a party, you can't invite your family, right? No, that's not the message. And in fact, we had a family party this weekend. And by the way, this is another point I wanted to make. Guess who came up at the family party? My brother-in-law said to me, "Hey, can you tell me a little bit about Dave Parker?" And this is a true story. It's incredible. So now my family is listening to the show, and they want to know about Dave Parker. So it's kind of cool how that happens. But anyway, I digress. The gospel. What Jesus is saying is this. You don't do nice things for people just so you get a reward. You do them because you're nice. And one of my favorite examples, and this is something that I am constantly guilty of. You ever been in traffic, long line of traffic, and somebody's trying to merge in? And you decide to be nice and you let them in, right? If they wave, which is what you expect, you're really happy. But what happens when they don't wave and say thank you? You're mad at them. And then, you know, and I do this and I have to catch myself, because what happens sometimes, and again, we're all guilty of this, so let's not be too hard on ourselves. Sometimes we do nice things for people, but we expect that thank you. We expect them to somehow recognize it. And if we don't get that, then we get a little angry. We got to be careful about that. And this is what Jesus is saying here. He's saying, yeah, be nice to people, but do it out of love. Do it because it's the right thing to do. Don't do it because you expect repayment. Now, how do we deal with that? How can we overcome that? I would say the easiest thing to do is to pray for the grace to be able to just be nice to people for the sake of being nice to them. And remember, whenever we're nice to anyone, whoever it may be, we're being nice to the Lord. So that's a great way to show your love for God. I always have a more difficult time being nice to people than I do praying. I'm really good when I'm in a quiet space with my prayer book or in church. That's really fine. But when I have to be nice to somebody, especially who might not be nice to me, that's a struggle. But you know, we've been given another day. The Lord has us here for a reason. We are not at the point where we are being judged yet. We haven't died, which is good. You're listening to me, you're alive. So that's something to be thankful for. So the Lord gives us these opportunities. He has us here for a reason. So even if you in the past have struggled and maybe weren't as nice to somebody as you should have been, today's a new day. And that's a new beginning for us. So keep that in mind today as you go throughout your day. Be nice to others. Love others, even if they may not love you back. That's a real key. And that really is the message. That really is the message today. Your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:10 at the moment. I am so glad to be with you. I'm Gary Zimak. We are the new kid in town. We're relatively new. I think this is our fourth week on the air on Holy Spirit Radio, Spirit in the Morning, your only local Catholic morning show. How cool is that? Coming to you right from the Philadelphia area. We know the Eagles. We know Tasty Cakes. We know Scrapple. We got that. We also know the Catholic faith in Jesus Christ. So we're going to bring you a combination of both. And I know that's what you want. So many people at the Philadelphia Women's Conference on Saturday came up and said, thank you. Thank you for being local. This is really cool. We love listening to you. We love the music. We love the local sports. We love the talk about the local bakeries. And by the way, I got some good recommendations for bakeries on Saturdays. We're going to talk more about that as we go forward with the show. I want to let you know here, the weather right now is 48 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport, according to the National Weather Service. Today, it's going to be sunny with a high of 57, a little bit seasonable. You know, I remember today is Halloween. I remember when I was a kid going out, it seemed colder on Halloween than it has recently. Do you notice that too? And that reminds me, have you noticed the candy bars have shrunk? I mean, obviously, you've noticed that. When I was a kid, that we had the full-size bars. It was amazing. Our bags were so filled up, we had to empty it several times. Things change. But today, it's going to be a seasonable day, kind of like the Halloweens that I remember. 57 degrees is going to be the high tonight, mostly clear, with a low of around 39. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high near 61. Not too shabby at all. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning, your new Catholic morning show coming to you direct from Holy Spirit Radio. In a little while, when we come back from the break, we're going to look at 13 practical, I emphasize that, 13 practical steps to help you stop worrying. And listen, this is from the guy who has written several books about overcoming worry, and I speak about it all the time. This is a good article. We're going to have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. We also are going to be checking in with Father Mitch Pacwa about giving us some advice to vote as a Catholic. We'll have a Be Not Afraid Bible verse coming up at 7:50. We got lots of good music and our regular feature, Saint of the Day, coming up soon. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a great show. And I want to mention while I'm thinking of it, this is a special week because tomorrow we celebrate All Saints Day, which, by the way, is a holy day of obligation. I'm going to talk about that more tomorrow, but make sure you get to Mass if you can. If you're unable to, if you're sick, or if you can't get out of the house, that's okay. But we are called to attend Mass on these holy days of obligations. And I'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow, why that is. Don't get all bent out of shape about it. Well, why do I have to do this? We'll chat about that tomorrow. But we really need to get to Mass tomorrow if we can. And then Wednesday is All Souls Day, where we remember the souls in purgatory. We're going to have features on the shows each day to talk about those two really important days to make sure that we understand what's going on there. And then Thursday and Friday, we have some special guests to round out the week as well. So lots of good stuff coming up on Spirit in the Morning. I am Gary Zimak. If you have any questions, if there's anything I can do for you, please shoot me an email at gary@holyspiritradio.org. That's where you can find me. And check us out on the internet as well at spiritinthemorning.com. And while I have a few minutes, I also want to tell you, if you want me to come out to your parish, I would love to come out to your parish to speak. Just contact me, let me know, and I'll be there. If you want to have Scrapple, that's cool. You got some tasty cakes, soft pretzels, water ice. That makes it all the more better, but I don't need that to come out. Hang in there. We're going to be back with you in just a minute. Your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:14.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for October 31st. Today we celebrate Saint Wolfgang of Regensburg. Born in Germany around 924, Wolfgang was educated in a Benedictine abbey known for its outstanding library school. There he met Henry, a young nobleman who had become an archbishop. Wolfgang remained in close contact with Henry and supported his efforts to reform the clergy. At the archbishop's death, Wolfgang entered the Benedictine community. Following his ordination, he was made director of a monastery school at an abbey located in present-day Switzerland. Later, Wolfgang was sent to Hungary as a missionary, where he achieved limited results despite his zeal and goodwill. In 972, Wolfgang was appointed Bishop of Regensburg, near Munich. He devoted himself to reform, especially among clergy. He preached with vigor and effectiveness, and always demonstrated a special concern for the poor. Even as a bishop, he continued to wear the habit of a monk and lived an austere life. The desire for solitude never left him. At one point, he left his diocese to devote himself to prayer, but his responsibilities called him back. Wolfgang died in 994. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
You're not the only one who feels like this, feeling like you lose more than you win, like life is just an endless hill you climb. You try and try, but never arrive. I'm telling you something, this racing, this running, oh, you're working way too hard.
You're working way too hard.
And this perfection you're chasing is just energy wasted. 'Cause he loves you like you are. So go ahead and live like you're loved. It's okay to act like you've been set free. His love has made you more than enough. So go ahead and be who he made you to be. And live like you're loved. Live like you're loved. Live like you're loved. Live like you're loved. And live like you know you're valuable. Like you know the one that holds your soul. 'Cause mercy has called you by your name. Don't be afraid to live in that grace. Oh, I'm telling you something, this God we believe in, yeah, he changed everything. No more guilt, no more shame, he took all.
that was Live Like You're Loved by Hawk Nelson. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Wasn't that a good song? And that's a good reminder for us all. How are you living your life today? Are you living like you're loved? And it was really funny. Over the weekend, my daughter Elizabeth was saying that, isn't it really cool how much God loves us? I mean, I think we all know God loves us, but I don't think we understand, and this is what she was saying, sometimes it's hard to imagine just how much he loves us. So if you think about that today, you know how much you love maybe your spouse, your kids, maybe you have a really good friend that you love. You love that person maybe a great deal, right? But it's an imperfect love because we like to say we love people unconditionally, but we're human. We have a fallen human nature. We have issues, but God doesn't. God is constant. His love is constant. It's unconditional. It's perfect. And he loves each one of us as if we're the only one who exists. If you think about that today, especially sometimes I run into a lot of people who deal with loneliness. It's a very hard problem to deal with when you feel like, well, nobody loves me. I'm all by myself. That's so important. That's such an important concept to hang on to, the fact that the Lord loves us. The Lord loves you like you're the only person that exists. Man, that really makes that makes our day, or should make our day, should make you feel really good. And keep that in mind as you go throughout the day today. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time is 7:21 right now. We're here to help get your day started, and that's what we do. Get your day started right. It's Monday, but why should we be sad? Because we got the Lord on our side no matter what we do. All right, I mentioned that I'm going to take a look at this article that I found on the internet. And by the way, we will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. 13 practical, and I emphasize practical because I don't like these lists where the steps aren't practical. I like things simple, and if it's simple, then I can follow it, and then I like to share it with you. You know what I'm saying? 13 practical steps to help you stop worrying. Boy, I spent most of my life as a worrier, and fortunately, as I got more involved with working for the Lord and really took on this assignment that he had for me to go out and speak about worry, which I'm still amazed that he chose me to do this. But as I got to know Jesus Christ personally, my worrying has decreased because you walk with the Lord, you're going to worry less. He's the Prince of Peace. That's just the way it happens. But let's take a look at some of these steps. I think these are good. 13 practical steps to help you stop worrying. Step one, recognize how little worry can help you. Now, I think most of us know that. And the article says worry doesn't have the power to prevent anything bad from happening in your life. Also, the bad things that you worry about may never end up happening. Amen to that. And many good things can happen instead. So worry is completely useless. Now, I know we get that. I know we understand that worrying can't help us in any way. We understand that. But I don't believe that's enough to help you to stop worrying, because if you're an anxiety-prone person, as I am, we need a little bit more than that. But it's good to remember that. Sometimes we have to have these steps, these mechanisms set up in place so that when we begin to worry, we run through the list. Hey, wait a minute, this can help me. And I think that's an important thing to remember as we go throughout our day. Is anything I'm doing, you know, if I'm worried about something, can this help me in any way? Or on the other hand, is there something I can be doing instead? And that's always a big part of the talks that I give. Try to do what you can rather than to focus on just worrying about what might happen. So step one, recognize the fact that worry can't help you. And Jesus was really clear about this in the Sermon on the Mount. He mentioned that you can't add 1 minute to your day. Nothing you can do. Worrying is not going to help you in any way. You're not going to add to your lifespan. I'm sorry, not to your day, to your lifespan. And in fact, worrying can subtract from your lifespan, which leads us to step two. Recognize how much worry harms you. Worrying doesn't benefit you in any way, but it does harm you in many ways. Worry harms your health physically. And that's a scientific fact. I'm not the most scientific guy in the world, but I know this. Such as by contributing to high blood pressure, causing insomnia, and suppressing your immune system. It hurts you mentally and spiritually by encouraging fear rather than faith in God. It also wastes valuable time and energy that you could be using for better activities. So, worrying can hurt you And I know in my life, worry has contributed to a lot of issues, such as stomach problems, such as sleepless nights. I mean, I speak to a lot of people who struggle in the same way. Problems can be caused, physical problems can be caused by worrying. So again, probably not enough to make you stop, but it's good to keep these things in mind. Number one, it doesn't do any good. Number two, it can hurt you. Number three, step two, how to stop worrying. Distinguish between worry and concern. Oh man, this is my favorite out of this list because this is so important. While it's healthy to be concerned about something, it's unhealthy to worry about it. That's because concern motivates you to do something, to solve problems or plan helpful ways to cope with them. But worry, what does worry do? It keeps you stuck on the problems. Now, that is a huge difference. And I've talked about this a lot when I would meet people and they say, well, Gary, listen, why should I not care? I need to be concerned. And yeah, you should be concerned. But on the other hand, you shouldn't be worried. Huge difference. If I'm concerned about possibly not having enough money, if I die suddenly, not having enough money to provide for my family, that concern is valid. It really is. But that concern could lead me to maybe getting life insurance, to maybe getting a checkup. You know, there's things that I can do, but rather many times what we do, and let's be honest here, because I know you, I know the way you think because I know that's the way I am. What's our tendency? Our tendency is to worry instead of going out and doing something. So concern is good. I'm not saying, and this article is not advocating that we just don't care and do anything about the problems in our life. No, we should do something, and the Lord expects us to do something, but we shouldn't just worry about what might happen because in all honesty, and this is a hard message, in all honesty, when we're worried, we're not trusting God. We're not trusting that He's either going to give us the grace that we need or He's going to somehow bring good out of any bad situation that happens to us. That's what happens when we worry. We don't trust Him. Again, I get that. I fall victim to that, as do many of us. But let's recognize worry, not good. Concern, that's okay. And concern should lead us to take some sort of an action. All right, step four in this list of practical steps to help you stop worrying, this is written from a Christian point of view. Step four is identify what triggers worry in your life. You could begin to worry whenever you encounter a situation that feels out of control. Maybe you feel vulnerable, powerless, or you let your imagination, oh boy, your imagination run away with negative thoughts about what may happen in the future. Once you understand what triggers worry in your life, you can begin to guard against worry in those situations. Now, you see, these are practical steps. They are things that we all face. What's that trigger for you? Fear of the future, that's a big one. I get a lot of people who tell me, I'm worried about what might happen. What if this happens? What am I going to do? Well, it didn't happen, so God's not going to give you the grace to deal with it. We're going to talk more about this throughout the program. Practical ways to stop worrying. I'm Gary Zimak. Nothing to worry about right now. It's 7:28. We got you covered here on Spirit in the Morning.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The FBI has obtained a warrant to begin reviewing newly discovered emails in the Hillary Clinton email server investigation. A law enforcement official says the emails were discovered during an unrelated sexting investigation of Anthony Weiner, a former New York congressman, and the estranged husband of longtime Clinton aide Huma Abedin. The Basilica of St. Benedict in Norcia, Italy, has been destroyed in the latest earthquake to hit that town. Italy's Civil Protection Agency says it expects to help about 3,000 residents overnight in the central and southern part of the country following that latest tremor. Yesterday morning's quake was 6.6 in magnitude and was centered in the mountains of central Italy. There are more people sleeping in their own tents, cars, and campers, or have found other places to stay. Numerous tremors have followed an August 24th quake that killed nearly 300 people. The monks of Norcia, meanwhile, report they are all safe and have been searching for people in need of last rites. And the Chicago Cubs beat the Indians last night 3-2 in the World Series at Wrigley Field. Cleveland leads the series 3-2, and Cleveland is the site of Game 6 of the World Series tomorrow night. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
You're listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. The young girls who fled to St. Monica's School in Gulu, Uganda during that country's civil war found a guardian angel in Sister Rosemary Nirumbe. She and her fellow sisters welcomed these children who had been victims of kidnapping, violence, and rape. As reported by U.S. Catholic, Sister Rosemary knew career options for women were limited in Uganda. So to deter the girls from choosing lives of begging or prostitution, she taught them sewing, cooking, catering, and other skills. That training led many to jobs in Uganda's top hotels. Sister Rosemary says, "These girls need support and education. That's why I took up the skills training, to let society know that these women are the greatest contributing factor to the economy of our country." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
Boy, that'll get you started, won't it? That's Matt Redman with 10,000 Reasons. I love that song. Really gets me going. Hope it got you going as well. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I have to tell you, we're having some technical issues. This is one of the joys of live radio, getting Father Mitch Pacwa on the line. We're going to keep trying and let you know if we're able to reach him, but I will keep you posted. Hey, this is what we deal with when we deal with live radio, right? Also wanted to mention that I was talking earlier about the Catholic Women's Conference over the weekend. We were blessed to be able to get a beautiful basket. I tried to win it, but they told me I wasn't a woman, so I wasn't eligible. I still think that's not fair, but that's beside the point. We got this beautiful basket from Nuts Plus in Doylestown. They're located right across from the county theater. And I want to give a shout out to Marianne from Nuts Plus, the longtime listener of the station. You do a great job over there, and I want to invite everyone who might be hearing this to, if you're in the area, to stop by Nuts Plus and pay them a visit. The winner of the basket was Marissa from Holland. And Marissa, if you have anything extra in the basket you want to share with your buddy Gary, just drop it off at the station. Man, I'll tell you, it was hard to look at that and not be able to take a chance. But that was what we auctioned off, or we raffled off, I should say, on Saturday. And Marissa was the winner, courtesy of Nuts Plus in Doylestown. Great Catholic business. Check them out. Say hi to Marianne. Let her know that you're a listener of Holy Spirit Radio when you stop in. Okay, I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time right now is 7:39. The weather today, currently 48 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport. Today going to be sunny with a high near 57. Tonight mostly clear, low around 39. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 61. So dress appropriately for Halloween tonight when you take the kids out. By the way, anybody else get candy that they like? You know, this is our strategy. We buy the candy that we like just in case we don't get enough kids and we have candy left over. So it only makes sense, doesn't it? That's our strategy. But we got lots of good stuff over at the Zimak household. We're ready for tonight for Halloween. All right, we're taking a look at this article that I found on the internet, 13 practical steps to help you stop worrying. And by the way, if you forget these steps, we do have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. We're looking at many of the steps. They're practical. That's why I like them. And we left off with step four. Let's do step five now. Make a crucial choice. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop bad things from happening. Now, we all know that. Because why? We live in a fallen world. And also, here's the other thing to remember. It's not all negative. We live in a world that is watched over by God. So God's in charge. So it's not like he's letting bad things happen to you because he's busy doing something else. He's got a plan. So even when the bad things happen, they're part of the plan. And he could bring good out of any bad thing. So I want to put that out there, because sometimes we have this belief that God can handle some things, but he can't handle everything. So these bad things just happen while he's not looking. No, he's aware of the bad things. If they're happening, God's letting them happen. But he can always bring good out of them. So make a crucial choice. However, we can't control what happens, and we know that, and that's one of the big causes of anxiety in life. We try to control the uncontrollable, but we do have the choice of how to respond when bad things happen. We could decide to stop dwelling on worrisome thoughts after they enter your mind, or to pray about those thoughts instead. God can be invited, and we should invite him to work in the situation about which you're worrying. So you're worried about something, that's a lead-in for you to prayer. You can offer it up to the Lord and say, hey, Lord, I'm worried this might happen. Can you help me? Can you give me the grace to deal with it if it does happen, or can you not make it happen? Totally valid. That's a great response. So choose to pray instead of worrying. And I always tell people, and I really believe this, you can't stop the bad feelings from happening. If I'm nervous and I feel this queasy feeling in the pit of my stomach, I can't stop that. But I can choose to pray instead of that, right? I can still feel queasy, but I can pray. All right, step six, trust God to deal with what worries you. And this goes back to that unconditional love that I was talking about earlier in the show. Since God wants the best for you, he is always with you, and he has the power to do anything. You can trust any worrisome situation to him and invite him to work it out for the best. That's a good thing to keep in mind. You know how much you love your kids if you have kids. You know how much, if you have a good friend, you love your friend or you love your spouse or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever. You're not going to allow bad things to happen to them if it's in your control. Well, everything's under God's control. So if he allows something to happen to you, it's being done out of love, and somehow it's an expression of that love. You might not like it, but meditating upon this idea, wait a minute, God loves me. He loves me no matter what. That's going to make you feel a lot better. So trust God to deal with what worries you. And I like to kid around, but it's true. He's been at this God business for a long time. He's pretty good at it. Give him a try. Let him handle your situations. Step seven, change your worrisome thoughts rather than suppressing them. This is interesting. I so agree with this. The more you try not to think about something that worries you, the more preoccupied your mind becomes with that thought, which makes you think about it even more. So suppressing thoughts about your worries doesn't work. I agree. And if anybody ever tells you, well, just stop worrying, they don't know what it's like to be anxious. I've been through panic attacks. I know what it's like to really struggle with anxiety. Somebody just saying, well, just stop worrying is not good enough. But listen to this. What the author says here is instead of just not worrying about the thing, pray for the Holy Spirit to renew your mind and to evaluate how every thought that enters it compares to the truth expressed both in Scripture and in the teachings of the church. So therefore, pray for the Holy Spirit to come alive in you. And one of the gifts, or one of the fruits, I should say, of the Holy Spirit is peace. So if you have the Holy Spirit, if you were baptized and you were confirmed, you've got that complete gift, the set of gifts of the Holy Spirit working in you, living in you. So you're able to let the Holy Spirit to help you control these thoughts. Holy Spirit, help me to stop worrying. Help me to look at things in a positive way. So therefore, you're not the one doing it. Pretty cool, isn't it? Step eight, develop healthier lifestyle habits. Unhealthy lifestyle habits may make you more prone to worrying. Eat nutritious meals, drink plenty of water, reduce or eliminate alcohol and caffeine, avoid smoking, get plenty of sleep, exercise regularly, say no to activities that you can't do or you can't reasonably handle in your schedule, and practice relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, maybe take a long walk, and you can release some tension in your muscles by doing exercises. I've heard numerous reports that said exercising some kind of physical activity is good for stress. So keep that in mind. Step 9, look beyond your circumstances to God. When you focus your thoughts too much on your circumstances, what happens? Your mind wanders off to worrying. If you're staring at that mountain about what might happen, about that problem, you just focus on that, you're dwelling on it, you become like Peter trying to walk on the water. Remember, he's okay as long as has his eyes focused on Jesus. But when he starts looking at the waves and the storm, what happens? Boom, he begins to sink. It's the same thing for us. So keep your eyes focused on the Lord. How do you do that? Well, one great way is to read Scripture every day. Well, Gary, that's too tough. I don't know where to start. Start by reading the gospel or joining me every day on the air. That's why I read the gospel. That's why I have a Be Not Afraid Bible verse every day, because I want to help you. It's not easy if you're not used to reading Scripture. Spend some time in prayer. Maybe visit an adoration chapel. Maybe get to daily mass if you can. These are all great things that you can do to focus on God instead of your problems. And I'll tell you, if you read the Bible enough, what you'll begin to realize is that God has always been there for his people. He's going to be there for you too. Keep that in mind. All right, we've got a few more steps. I'll get to them after the break, along with the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Don't worry, God's got it. Whatever you're worried about, God's got the problem covered. I'm Gary Zimek. Your time right now, 7:46. Time to wake up, get the coffee going, throw on a few pieces of scrapple or pork roll, couple of eggs, and you'll be fine. Hang in there.
More enjoyable than scrapple. Spirit in the morning with Gary Zimak.
What can I do to leave a legacy? How can I speak with authority when I can't see you? I can't see you. How can I know the dreams you have for me? How do I believe beyond what I have seen when I can't hear you? I can't feel you now. No, 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 no. You're my revival song. You start where I belong. Try to work outside of you, knocking down doors I shouldn't be going through. Well, I'm so tired, I'm so tired. You take my burdens off of my shoulders. You break the lies that hold me back. So I'll know it's yours enough. Oh, 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 oh. You're my revival song. You start where I belong. On my knees, on my knees. When I'm weak, you're strong. You meet me here when I'm on my knees, on my knees. Yeah, start. On my knees.
with me.
It starts with me. That's Tim Timmons. You know why I like that song? Because it reminds us that we've got a job to do today. Something. The Lord's got something in mind for us. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Before I get to the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, and by the way, I apologize for us being unable to connect with Father Mitch. We're going to try to get him again. We'll work that out. But, you know, this is what happens sometimes due to the technical difficulties we're faced with live radio. So, again, I apologize for that. We're working through an article, 13 practical ways to help you stop worrying. So I want to wrap this up before I get into the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Boy, if you're a worrier, you came to the right program today. I'll tell you, got lots to talk about this. Step number 10, use prayer and meditation to reduce stress and anxiety. We kind of already touched on that already. Keep in mind, and this is one, step 11, you need to remember this, everything is possible when you believe. With God, all things are possible. That's what he said. Who are we to not believe him? That takes work. That really does. And that's why reading the Bible can help sometimes. We start to see the incredible miracles that the Lord performed throughout history. The miracles that Jesus Christ performed, the healings, the incredible healings that he performed, rising from the dead, all of these great things. He can do miracles in your life. Step 12, live in the moment. That is a tough one. And you'll hear me say this a lot because this is something that that I struggle with and that I'm working on. Mother Angelica was really big on this as well. And the idea is you're alive today. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And I don't say that to be morbid or anything. It's a realistic statement. And it gives us that sense of urgency for the day, that urgency to seize the day. Today is all I got. I'm going to give it the best, do the best job that I can so that everything I do brings glory to God. And if you start focusing on today, all right, what can I do today? What can be fixed today? Then you begin to concentrate on the present moment. Finally, step 13, cultivate contentment. If you're not content with the way your life is right now, you'll be prone to worry. Ask God to teach you to be content with whatever circumstance you encounter. That was one of St. Paul's big philosophies, and that is a very, very helpful step for you to remember. Try to be content. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you with that. So there you have it, 13 practical steps to help you stop worrying. We have all of those steps linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Make sure to check it out. All right, more worry talk. Your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I got you covered today after that Eagles defeat yesterday, that painful overtime Eagles loss. And whatever you face on Monday, you know, Monday's a challenging day. It's the start of a new week. A lot of times this is hard for many of us. Be Not Afraid Bible verse is what you need to get you started. Today we go to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 16:20, and here it is. Whoever ponders a matter will be successful. Happy the one who trusts in the Lord. And we're going to have that linked, in case you forget it, at spiritinthemorning.com. What does this mean? Okay, happy the one who trusts in the Lord. We talked about this a lot in that article that I just read. If you trust in the Lord, if you believe that he really has you covered, if you realize that he's all-powerful, if you realize that anything that happens to you somehow is allowed to happen by God, even the bad things, and somehow, even if you don't understand it fully, is an expression of God's love, you're going to be a lot more peaceful. Now, I'll tell you this, it is a process. It's not something that happens overnight, but it's a process. And I have found in my own life, I'm a lot more peaceful now than I was maybe 5 years or so ago. And I never would have thought it would be possible to do what I do, and I'm involved in full-time ministry now, and be peaceful as opposed to having a job working for somebody like I did for 30 years. I worked in the corporate world as a software developer. I never thought it would be possible for me to not worry about where my next meal is coming from. And again, don't get me wrong. I slip up sometimes. But the closer I get to Jesus Christ, the more he becomes my friend, the easier it begins to be. And as you get to know the Lord more, you start to trust him more. And as you see him work in your life, as you see him work throughout the pages of sacred scripture too, you realize that, hey, he can do a lot of things and he loves me. So therefore, this is all going to work out. So happy the one who trusts in the Lord. In the first part of this verse, whoever ponders a matter will be successful. Do you pray about the situations in your life? Maybe you have a challenging problem in your life. Do you pray about it? And going back to my career as a computer programmer, there were times when I just couldn't solve a problem. And I'm a pretty thick-headed person. It took me a while to get to this point. But oftentimes I'd get to the point where I would say a prayer and say, hey, Lord, can you help me with this? And it's amazing what would happen. So keep that in mind today. If you maybe have a tough decision to make, maybe you're trying to figure out a dilemma in your life, make sure you ask the Lord to help you. Come, Holy Spirit, inspire me. Holy Spirit, the Spirit who animated Jesus, the Spirit worked in Jesus, helped him decide what to do each day, what to say. You got that Spirit. What a great gift. Make sure you ask the Holy Spirit to help you. So that's your Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. And again, if you forget it, spiritinthemorning.com is your place to go. And you can also listen to the podcast of today's show right at spiritinthemorning.com. We archive all five shows from each week. So if you or somebody you know might want to hear the program again, didn't get a chance to catch it, check it out. spiritinthemorning.com is the place to go. Also, remember to email me. I want to hear from you. What can I do for you? Where are you listening from? What do you think of the show? Gary@holyspiritradio.org. Also, maybe you want to invite me out to your parish. I have a couple of openings left for Lent of this year. I can maybe even squeeze in one or two single night talks for Advent of this year. So let me know. Gary@holyspiritradio.org. I'm in the Delaware Valley. I'd love to speak in your parish. I go all over the country and speak, so why not do it in my own backyard, right? I'd love to do that. Why don't we close now with our prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty Father, you have brought us to the light of a new day. Keep us safe the whole day through from every sinful inclination. May all our thoughts, words, and actions aim at doing what is pleasing in your sight. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. And all together we say, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, again, I apologize for our inability to contact Father Mitch today. We're going to keep working on that and get him on a future show talking about voting. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to have author and speaker Marge Fenelon talking about All Saints Day. Remember, tomorrow is a holy day of obligation. Make sure you get to Mass. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You want to get to Mass to celebrate all of the saints in heaven, especially those who we don't know about, the unnamed saints. Everybody in heaven is a saint. They are not all officially canonized saints. So we celebrate them all tomorrow. That's All Saints Day. Wednesday is All Souls Day. We'll have our very own Deacon Rich Napoli talking about the practice of praying for the dead, and also the Vatican guidelines on cremation, something that's really topical. Thursday on the show, Father Michael Callahan from the Miraculous Metal Shrine will be with us. And finally, on Friday, we close out the week with Tony Manja, somebody who lives in North Jersey. Yeah, very interesting. We're doing that on the weekend when the Eagles are playing the Giants. Tony Manja is going to talk about the combination of faith and food, two of my favorite topics. I think you're going to enjoy him. So we got lots of good things coming up. Next Monday on the program, we have Tony Rossi, the voice of the Christophers. You hear him doing the Christopher Minute each day on the show. He's going to be on with us live talking about the great work that they do. And after that, we're going to be heading off, the gang from Spirit in the Morning. We're heading off to Birmingham, Alabama for the EWTN Catholic Radio Conference. We'll be broadcasting live from there. Lots of cool things coming up. So keep in touch. Keep us in your prayers. We're going to be praying for you. Also remember, my buddy Dave Parker recuperating at home. Keep Davey in your prayers as well. Hopefully we'll get him back in the saddle very soon. Thank you so much for listening. We're getting ready to send you off to Daily Mass direct from Birmingham, Alabama. Keep it tuned to Holy Spirit Radio throughout the day. Get inspired. Keep your focus on the Lord. Why? Because He loves you and He cares about you. Have a great day. God bless you. Talk to you next time.